In downtown Kalamazoo, you can walk into one of the tallest skyscrapers in the city, the American National Bank Building. When you walk in, it looks like a grand ballroom with large chandeliers hanging down from a golden-patterned vaulted ceiling. Anyone can view the first few floors, but to get all the way to the top, you'll have to go on the Hidden Kalamazoo Tour this weekend. The tour takes visitors to places in the city that the public hasn't seen in decades. Last month, Sharon Ferraro of the Kalamazoo Historic Preservation Commission and Phil Pettit, the bank building mechanic, took a group to the upper floors of the building for a rehearsal tour. Pettit says every floor is like a different time period. On the upper floors, there's still a lot of stuff left over from when the building was finished in 1929.
These are all the original doors. I mean, you can see the hardware is all original. This marble on the walls, talk about a washable surface.
Even though there's an elevator, you still have to go up a few steps to get to the old offices. Ferraro says this wasn't helpful for people with disabilities.
It's strongly an employment issue. You need to be able to have barrier-free access for all your employees. This didn't work because of that 12-step hike that people had to make. Great views up here, just a way that, you know, you can see all the way around the city from one, not from one single window, but definitely if you walk around this upper floor, you'll be able to see the entire city, a point of view that you don't usually get unless you happen to live in the sky rise. So it's a pretty magnificent view from up here.
I think that corner there is the best view. Yeah. Gorgeous and all the manufacturing.
Yeah, because you see so much action. Well, the other way too, though, with the tower from the state hospital and the university.
But the great view isn't the only thing you can see in the bank building. You might catch some wildlife.
And we have one thing here that nobody else has got, Kalamazoo.
What's that?
The falcon?
Falcon.
Really?
Can you see him from inside here?
She's here, and usually the male would be on top of that big Jeep in Gilmore, but he's not there now. So he's probably on one of these rails around the building. That boss, I brought him up here, and he was standing here talking on the phone, looking out the window, and all of a sudden that falcon come in and landed on that, and he goes, whoa. And he's right there looking at
him.
He's talking to somebody. He says, I got to hang up. I got to take his picture.
Ferraro says the grand finale of the American National Bank building has to be the barber shop.
These are the original barber chairs that were in here. I've talked to dozens of people now that say, oh, yeah, my mom used to take me there all the time to get my, you know, get my hair cut. It wasn't a styling parlor so much, beauty parlor, as it was just a barbershop. But this was a place that was great because this building was filled with businessmen who needed regular haircuts. So it was a great location. I think this is just one of the neat little hidden back corners that nobody suspects is there.
Aside from the bank building, visitors on the tour will get to see hidden spaces above restaurants like Studio Grill, Coney Island, and Bimbo's Pizza. The tour will also go backstage in the State Theater and visit A1 Printing in what might be the oldest building downtown. But no matter where you go on the tour, you're sure to find a piece of history and some good stories.
The maintenance guy in the 19-story up here dove off top of the roof. In the 80s.
Wow.
And is still alive.
Wow.
Left a note for his wife that morning, went in, dove off the roof, landed on a car.
Kids, don't try this at home.
No.
The Hidden Kalamazoo Tour will be held on Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday from noon to 5.